Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, the PS and I had hit the Pacers of Fire Search and Rescue's body recovery team. They had found belongings believed to be now of Andrew Quigley on the top of the Foyle Bridge. We started out with an extensive search with Sligo 118 rescue helicopter, Coast Guard, and we resumed the search then on Saturday evening. Unfortunately, the last 2 days we've searched extensively, but there has been nothing turned up. We're searching with Korean Coast Guard, Greencastle Irish Coast Guard, and Sligo 118 and the PSNI helicopter.
And have you been speaking to Andrew's family at this stage?
Yes, I met with them yesterday, explaining what Foyle Search and Rescue is going to be doing now until we can Andrew went or recover his body, unfortunately. The PSNI are still following up different needs of inquiry because nobody's actually seen Andrew. So we're just trying to put their mind at ease that the river will be searched extensively until something turns up, no matter how long it's going to be. I know they're all, everybody hopes that Andrew will turn up safe and well, but at the moment we'll just keep going searching at the Foyle.
But as you say, at this stage, there is no certainty that Andrew went under the river because no one actually seen him go into the river Foyle.
Yes, there's no certainty at all. Although there was belongings found on the top of the Foyle Bridge, nobody had actually seen him enter the water. That's why the PSNI, they're keen to follow up our leads of inquiry, anybody that's seen Andrew up to the lead events. We just keep searching, and it puts the family's mind at ease that we're doing everything we can.